Welcome back to Retirement Spark on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Dan Vito.
Welcome back to the Retirement Spark Talk Show. Our guest today is Ron Mastrogiovanni, President and CEO of HealthView Services. As always, if you'd like to join the conversation by asking a question or making a comment, please call us at 888-463-6748. Or if you prefer, you can email us at talkshow@retirementspark.com. So, Ron, over the break, we received an email from a financial advisor in the Texas, in the state of Texas, in the Dallas area, actually. And he's kind of just wants to cut right to the chase. And his email is short and sweet. He says, "So how much does it cost?" So, Ron, what is the business aspect of this? And can you share with our listeners, you know, exactly how this works?
Sure. For an individual advisor, there's an annual license fee of $450. And that's up. Those numbers are updated on an annual basis because inflation in healthcare is pretty significant. It's probably well over 7% a year. So the numbers have to be updated annually, and the license fee is $450. Institutionally, it's totally dependent upon the number of advisors they have, how they would like to display it. There's a host of different issues that are involved institutionally, but we provide institutions with an institutional license, and it's not by individual. So those are the two ways that we price the system.
Okay. That's great. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense because you're right. Every year you've got to update all the data for all the states, and just you're always current, I assume.
Oh yeah, no, we need to be. Absolutely.
Fantastic. Well, Ron, it just seems to me that you and your firm, you know, have created a very, very exciting and powerful tool. What I'm curious to know, I mean, your background certainly lends itself to this, but was there anything in particular that prompted you to develop this and kind of, you know, it's obviously no small effort that you've undertaken.
Yeah, this is not something that someone in financial services would normally focus on. I ended up getting involved with this because at the time, my parents were still living, and they were running into all of these Medicare-related issues of the cost involved for a host of different services. So I started looking at this, and it finally hit me. You know, we do all of this financial planning. I've been involved for a decade and a half probably in financial planning. And I said, we don't address this at all, and it's probably the largest cost we're all going to face in retirement. And that's why I ended up starting this particular firm.
Well, we're lucky that you did, because I think it's going to really help advisors deliver the right kind of service to their clients. And you know, it is interesting to me, though, Ron. You know, in my experience, again, coaching advisors, you know, I see, look, the very best advisors, they tackle this issue of retirement healthcare expenses head on, and my guess is those people are very likely to absolutely love your analysis tool. But some advisors, I mean, they really and by the way, I'd even say, some extent, some firms really seem sort of gun-shy in this topic. And we kind of hinted at it a little bit before, but, you know, to some extent, some firms or individual advisors almost would prefer to ignore this issue altogether. I mean, is this consistent with what you've seen? And do you have any theories or hypotheses as to why the industry behaves this way?
I think your assessment is accurate, but as within the last year or so, I believe firms have really begun to focus on this. And one of the problems that advisors have had is that they've really received no training in Medicare, yeah, in Social Security, and it's foreign to most advisors, unless they actually went out, as you mentioned, and just really got up to speed on their own. And one of the main reasons why I believe the industry has not focused on this is, up until very recently, the entire industry, the goal was accumulation, saving for retirement. Mm-hmm. But something's happened in the last year or so. The baby boomers, that 78 million consumers, and they're responsible for around 48% of all investable assets in the country, they're beginning to retire. And since they're beginning to retire, all of a sudden, the firms are beginning to focus on retirement income or distribution. We've been in the accumulation phase of saving. Add more to your account. Add more to your 401k. But now the boomers are beginning to spend down, so now firms are beginning to train advisors in Medicare, Social Security. The advisors are doing it on their own. So we're going through what I consider to be a major change in industry focus.
Yeah, I mean, when you really think about the magnitude of the nature of the conversations, the nature of the approach, you know, the strategies and approaches to address these things, the product set, I mean, it's I don't want to say it's a whole other business, but it's pretty close to that, isn't it?
Oh, I think so. And, you know, even around a year or so ago, we began seeing TV ads. There's the Dennis Hopper ad for Ameriprise where he states, he's not going to be like the previous generation. We're not going to go out there and play bingo, right?
That right, ad. Right,
then right.
There's
the Paul McCartney ad that Fidelity ran, right? Where he's retired effectively at his age, but he hasn't stopped working. Look at what he's doing, right? So all of a sudden, we're looking at this baby boomer generation a little differently, but the reality is, here's the real kicker. Unlike that previous generation that may have been playing bingo, right? Here's the reality. Mm-hmm. This generation isn't going to have pensions. Social Security isn't going to cover what it used to cover for the previous generation. Healthcare costs are going to get tougher to pay for. The inflation rate is higher, and we're going to be cutting back on a lot of that. So the reality is, this generation is not as rich as that previous generation when it comes to being able to pay for services like this. And that's why these numbers become more and more important, and it's more and more important for the big guns in the industry to begin focusing on this topic.
Yeah, boy, you know, you are echoing, you know, the whole, in a sense, the philosophy of this show, which is, you know, for people that get the right guidance, that have the right information, they can, in fact, prepare and live out a really fantastic chapter of their life. But for people who don't, and that, you know, for people who don't get the information, don't get the guidance, and this stuff sort of sneaks up on them, I mean, they're going to be wholly unprepared, and it's going to be tough sledding. So it's about time to wrap up this week's show. And Ron, I want to thank you for sharing your time, your insights, and really introducing us to your retirement healthcare expense analysis tool. It's been a great pleasure to have you on the show today.
Well, thanks a lot for having me, Dan.
Thank you. Remember, I want to remind our listeners, if you want to learn more about HealthView Services and how they can help your firm, visit them on the web at hvsfinancial.com, or you can call them at 978-539-8134. Of course, I'll be back with more on retirement at the same time next week. In the meantime, if you'd like to learn more about how Retirement Spark can help you or your business, please be sure to visit us at retirementspark.com. That's retirementspark.com. Thank you so much for listening.